Welcome to the Instagram stories for the date of Tuesday, July 7th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. There's a lot of social media news to talk about. The biggest news of the day is that Meta has announced their first image generation model from Meta Superintelligence Labs. It's called Muse Image, and it's now available inside Meta AI. Additionally, the Edits app has added the ability to have bilingual captions, meaning you can now have captions in two different languages of your choosing, and they're automatically generated. After the news portion of the episode, we'll move into the strategy section, where the YouTube Creator Insider team will explain how to use YouTube Shorts to grow your channel and build a fan base. We'll also hear from the head of Instagram talking about shared collections. If you're not familiar, you can build a collection. It can be ideas of content that you want to create, places you want to go, and you can share that with someone else. All of that on today's episode plus more, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the Meta AI news. Today, Meta is rolling out Muse Image, the company's first image generation model from Meta Superintelligence Labs, which is now available as part of Meta AI. By way of background, back in April, Meta rolled out Muse Spark to make Meta AI a smarter assistant. Now, Muse Image is the creative partner that helps you build visuals around your ideas. This tool is available across Meta's apps and includes more than 30 new AI-powered effects for Instagram stories. Interestingly, you have the ability to describe what you want to do in simple conversational language, and Meta AI makes the image that you want by using Muse Image. You can ask it, for example, to mock up an image of you in front of a historical landmark. It can cleanly erase someone from the background of a photo where you don't want that person in the background. And they also give the example of writing a custom prompt to build a functional QR code. Meta also says that it can render text cleanly inside your visuals, meaning you can ask for a how-to guide or a detailed infographic on a specific subject, and the text will come out on the visual, legible, and styled the way you want it. They give more scenarios about how you can use it. I will link to the article from Meta announcing Muse Image, and you can check it out for yourself. All right, let's move on to the edits news. For the past few months, you've had the ability to create content in edits and have it translated into multiple languages. Instagram has supported 9 different languages that your content could potentially be translated into. However, captions were only in one language. Now with edits, you can reach new audiences with bilingual captions. It automatically translates your captions into a secondary language. You have available English, Indonesian, Russian, Portuguese, Gujarati, Spanish, Hindi, Korean, Bengali, German, Italian, Thai, French, Japanese, and Canada. A lot of options for languages here, which is really nice. I will link to this post from the creator's account so you can see it for yourself. Moving on, let's talk about an Instagram feature that you might not have known existed. You have the ability to create within Instagram saved posts, and you can turn that into a collection. Those saved posts can be grouped together and then renamed accordingly. So you can call it places that you want to visit or whatever. And you have the ability to share that collection with someone else. To explain more, here's the head of Instagram.
Here's a feature you might not know about on Instagram, collaborative collections. So if you're neurotic like I am, you might organize all of your saves into collections so they're exactly where you want to find them later. But when you make a collection, you can actually make it collaborative. So you can share it with somebody else. Maybe you're apartment hunting or saving places you want to try one day. I actually do the latter all the time with my wife, Monica. We save places in the collaborative collection that we want to go try to use for a date night in the future. It's an awesome way to make your saves a bit more friendly and social. So check it out. See you soon. Peace.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to use Reels cross-posted to Facebook to grow an audience and how to use Shorts to grow your channel. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's dive into how to use content that you've already created and posted to Instagram as a reel to grow on Facebook. Interestingly, you've had the ability to cross-post for a long time, but this post from the @creators account explains why you should do it. Here's the clip.
I made over $10,000 on Facebook without posting a single new piece of content. And you're there scrolling on your phone after posting that reel, praying that it'll reach the people that you made it for, hoping that it doesn't flop. Hoping isn't enough. And you keep using those dated strategies to get reach.
Oh, but John, I've tried everything to get communities, to go viral, to get followers.
No, you haven't. It's not 2020 anymore. And if you're not cross-posting to Facebook, you are letting something as simple as a few taps keep you from a new audience and new ways to monetize your content.
From your profile page, tap the three lines at the top right, hit Account Center, then Connected Experiences. Sharing across profiles. Then pick the account you're sharing from, pick the Facebook account you're sharing to, toggle on stories, posts, and reels, and you're done.
You could have a whole new audience of people who actually want to see your content. I've been cross-posting for less than 2 years, and I've grown my community to over 48,000 people. You spend all day on the phone anyway, so why don't you scroll your way to better reach by cross-posting?
Okay, there are two quick things I want to say about that clip. Number one, I felt like that guy was talking down to the audience, and I'm not sure why. Second, some people will only spend time on Facebook and will never see your content on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube Shorts because they have already decided that Facebook is where they want to live. So creating your content and posting it everywhere continues to be the best strategy. Let's move on to a clip from the Creator Insider team about how to use YouTube Shorts to grow your channel and build a fan base. Here's the clip.
Shorts aren't just about building up your views. They're about building up your fans. Just like you want your hook to capture attention and keep people watching for more than a few seconds, you want your shorts to create a loyal community that keeps them watching for more than a few videos. Here are a few ways to help you do it. A community isn't built on monologues. It's built on conversation. You have to invite people in. Your first and easiest way to do it is with interactive stickers. After you record, just tap the sticker icon and you'll see a bunch of options. For example, you can use the poll sticker. Type a question and two options. It's great for quick, real-time feedback. Let your audience vote on what video should I make next, or do you want to see me review X or Y? Or you could try the quiz sticker. Enter a question, two answers, and you mark one as correct. It's great for testing your audience with fun trivia. Then you have the Q&A sticker. This is a classic. Type a question and your viewers can respond with their own answers. This is your idea goldmine. Ask, what's one myth about your niche you want me to bust? Or what are you struggling with? You're starting a deep conversation and getting a list of your next video ideas. And my favorite, the Add Yours sticker. You create a prompt and your audience can then make their own shorts responding to it. With this feature, you're not just asking a question, you're starting a trend. It's like a collaborative video that everyone gets to be a part of. Now, once you build conversations, you need to reward them. This brings us to another powerful tool, replying to comments with a short. When you get a great question, an intriguing opinion, or a funny comment, you can make their comment the star of your next video and part of the ongoing conversation. Go to the comment and tap the reply button. Instead of typing, tap the camera icon on the right. This opens the shorts camera, and the comment automatically appears as a sticker. You can drag and resize it, then just record your response. When you post, the commenter gets a notification, and your video reply shows up right in the comment feed. It's so powerful, there are whole channels that exist now just replying with shorts to comments. Just having conversations around the topics that the community cares about. In a world of endless content, being the creator who listens, that's how you build a real community. Check out our playlist for more shorts tips on how to find inspiration, grow your channel, and try all the best tools. And thanks for watching.
All right, I wanted to play that clip because although it's a great reminder of all the tools that are inside YouTube Shorts that you can use to engage your followers and viewers, you have those same exact tools inside Instagram Stories. It might have been a while since you used them on either platform, but good reminder to use those tools and watch to see how your audience interacts with those. That will give you a clue about what kind of content you should be making going forward and how you can use those tools inside Stories as well. That is going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening. If you have a moment, please go on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. If you've heard me say that many times, but you've never left a review, please use this as an opportunity to do it. If you listen on a smart speaker or another device, you can find me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and you can get a link to leave a review from those places, or just send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media on Instagram, and I will send you a link to leave a review. Thank you for listening, and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.